KMAN.
And good Tuesday morning. Brady Bowman with you on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we got another good one. Looking at the top 25 rankings of In Focus rankings. A lot of number one votes for this morning's episode. We got Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells in the studio. And good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Brady. How you doing?
I'm good. We're almost a Tuesday. The weather looks good. I'm not even going to think about what weather we may or may not have.
Let's just deal with today. I'm looking forward to this afternoon.
Yes.
It's supposed to be nice. Maybe even take one of the old cars out.
There you go.
Yep. Hit Sonic there and get one of them cherry limeades and look cool.
That is the type of weather that we need to have that sticks.
Absolutely.
Needs to stick. Is there anything the county can do to get winter done with, to get it out of here?
I've checked what we're allowed to do, and no, that's a notch above us. We're not allowed to mess with the weather, unfortunately, or we'd have it straightened out by now.
that's a good point. Well, there's no shortage of things to talk about this hour, so I guess I'll kind of leave it to you. Where do we start?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of things: budget, ambulance, RCPD garage, the Keats Anderson Avenue Bridge, Denison Marlette, relocating EMS, and plannings down at the Courthouse Plaza, which raised quite a bit of conversation a week or so ago, you know, when we are redoing the plaza down there. And one of the main things to start off with is back in March 23rd there, but in the paper, there was a editorial led off with a failed pact with Fort Riley leaves taxpayers on the hook. And I've been looking. I can't find the hook. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it'd be nice if they would find someone to talk to or some degree of accuracy. But basically, no, we're not on the hook. What happened is Fort Riley's done a great job of working with Raleigh County and getting the range facility. Well, it involves a lot of people.
And talking about the RCPD range.
Correct. Right. Uh-huh. Because that's solely 100% funded by Raleigh County. There's no expense out of that other than targets of things on RCPD, and, of course, no expense to the city. That's 100% county facility, so that's why the agreements were run through that way. Everybody was on board. Everybody viewed the property, and everything was good to go. Matter of fact, went to the Attorney General's office and signed off on also. Then the range safety officers, there was other people became aware of situations that changed that after everything was done. We did all due diligence of studying and everything, and then found out that the range, they had one down range from this range that they didn't want to shoot in that direction. So in order to rotate the range 45 degrees, it put it outside of range 27 that we were going to be using, but we're not allowed to add on. I mean, that's Fort Riley's range. We can't add on to it. Then it came to light that they had used cluster bombs in that area and had cleaned the surface off, but we weren't to touch anything underneath the ground. They didn't know what unexploded ordnance there may or may not be. And plus, there's tanks go through across that road where we'd be going out. So it looked like there was going to be quite a number of days in a year when their training and their mission's the most important. That's number one. And so it looked like, for the most part, it was not going to be very functional, and so as a result, we county commissioners decided not to invest $400,000 out there. And then if, say, North Korea or something heated up and there was a change of command and a change of positions out there, then we could be asked to leave. So there was no 25-year contract that was ironclad. In other words, we could be asked to leave or not come out at a moment's notice, depending on the world situation, because that's Fort Riley's property, and we need to protect their mission. And so we could be stuck leaving $400,000 in a hole. And so now—
And that would be $400,000 to Fort Riley?
Well, it'd just be money we had spent and invested there.
All right, because there was going to be some infrastructure things you're going to want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to do a lot of berms and— if we went out to bid, that's about the total. But if the county, if we did the work ourselves, we could cut it down to about $285,000, $300,000. But still, we'd be taking our men off of other projects they need to be doing for the county. So, but basically about $400,000 is what the investment would have been.
And a gamble, because as you said, no matter what happens, Fort Riley has the ultimate kind of say in things. They can kind of cut all that off kind of on a whim. And as you said, world events, you look at the world events right now, you look what's going on in Syria, and you mentioned North Korea. There's a lot of things going on that could take precedent.
Yeah. So, and then, like I said, on the hook, we're not on the hook. We have a plan, and I can't divulge that yet. We've had an executive session, and we have an idea and a plan. It's going to be less money than that. So anyway, it'll come to light later when we get the negotiations finished and everything. So we're well in control of the situation and what's going on. So I just wanted to clarify that a little bit, because sometimes people may skim articles and not get the whole story, and it's better just to get the whole story. Which, you know, the same way on the ambulance situation between Raleigh County and Paul Loving County. And I didn't realize that we've been doing that since back around 1989. And that's a sizable investment that we've put into another county, which in expense. And of course, at the time, the hospital was in control of running the ambulances, but still, it was our ambulance over there with Raleigh County taxpayer money.
And mainly talking, I guess, just again, just kind of summarize that situation just a little bit for anybody new, just tuning in or maybe not too familiar with the situation. A lot of it has to deal with the Blue Township area and that kind of gray area where Manhattan city limits kind of bleed into Pottawatomie County, mm-hmm. and that's where it kind of gets a little sticky.
That's about Lake Elbow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when it comes to ambulance services, Pott County has their ambulance service. Raleigh mm-hmm. County has theirs.
Yes, and they have Westmoreland, Wamego, Onega, St. Mary's, but that leaves a great big area on the east side of Manhattan with the greatest, about the greatest population, or a large population anyway, when the hospital pretty much dumped the ambulance on us, which basically that was occurred by raising what they charged to run our ambulances from $50,000 to $250,000.
Per year.
Yeah. And at the time, they only collect about 38% of the bill. And so we think now by doing it ourselves, we can collect upwards of 75%. So that should pay for our cost of operating it ourselves, for the staff and everything. But what all this came about then, that's when it came to light to me anyway. We make about 20 some runs a month into Pott County, taking care of Western Pott County ambulance service. And as a Raleigh County taxpayer, I couldn't understand why I had to furnish them an ambulance. And so then as we looked into it, at a public meeting at a city county way, it was brought up that they needed to go ahead and get an ambulance, and it'd take some time. And in the meantime, verbally, two of the commissioners said, well, why don't we bill them for what we're doing? And that's what we've done since November. And so we just charge them cost, no depreciation on our building and staff and things like that, just the cost of the run. So we've billed them for at least 4 months now, and that should tide them over until they get an ambulance service. But I see their ambulance director said that in the paper he said that their revenues exceeded expectations for 2018, and they're doing a good job of getting from the station to the patient within 10 to 15 minutes. So that's why I'm thinking that we ought to go ahead and pull back then, because, like I said, I live on the west side of Manhattan. And if I'm having a heart attack or something, I don't want my ambulance over there taking care of somebody in another county when they should be taking care of somebody on the west side of Manhattan. So that's kind of where it is now. And like I say, we've billed them for it and waiting on a check, which hopefully will be in the mail one of these days.
Right. And your fee, it's probably still less than the previous way it was set up, at least through via Christie.
I don't know. I'd have to ask Dave Adams about that.
I think we do have a phone call. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
It's a killer talk about the ambulance nationwide. They're saying that Uber and the taxi systems are cutting into the taxi funding by running people to the emergency room. But what we need to talk about is the ag bill that passed has the rural development money in it. If you had a grant writer, we could get the funding for development or planning or whatever for our bridge across to Westmoreland for the rural development and try to rural development everything else like the ATA bus over through St. George to Wamego or any kind of a thing with this rural development infrastructure development. Thank you for expanding our horizons.
Well, thank you for the call. Good point. I'm not a grant writer. I know we have people in both Pottawatomie County and Raleigh County that do that. That's a good point. Might be an area on ag-wise to be looking at that north route in, but I would suppose that would be something that Pottawatomie County would look into since they're going to have the greatest benefit, the greatest amount of road and bridge work to do. So good point there. I'm not sure if I'm in an accident or in bad condition if I'm going to be calling Uber though for a ride to the hospital. I don't know if they have those heart machines and all that other stuff on their vehicle like they do in the ambulance.
Plus, you know, you want one hand on the wheel. You don't want one hand on the wheel with an IV or whatever. So I don't know how that would work. But
CPR and drive at the same time.
That'd be a little difficult. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.